Every human on the planet has three important resources: time, money, and most of all, energy. In today's episode, I'm going to discuss what you need to say no to so you can use those three resources for your ultimate success. I'm Sam McCool, and welcome to A Higher Branch. And welcome. In today's episode, I'm going to go through the things that rob us of time, money, and energy. Because ultimately, what I've witnessed is that the difference between people that are successful and people that have ordinary or mediocre success, or even people that fail, is how well they manage those three resources. Ultimately, I think it's because we say yes to a lot of things that we should be saying no to. And as a result, we lose time, lose money, and lose energy on the wrong things. So today I'm going to go through the eight areas of life, give you examples of what you should say no to, and I promise you by the end of this episode, if you say no to the things that I'm going to list, it will really cause an outright revolution of transformation in your life in 7 days. I promise you, because it's exactly what happened to me. So let's dive into today's episode. And this is one of my favorites because I've gotten really good at saying no to a lot of things. And this has helped me work on my goals and has gotten rid of a lot of distractions. For me, one of the most common comments at school from my teachers at the end of the year report was easily distracted, right? So you're talking to a person who's rehabilitated from distraction, and it's because I say no to a lot of things. So I'm going to share some of those things. Now, some of them may be personal to me, but others you would probably relate to because we're all the same deep down. Okay, let's start off with health and let's focus on the physical first. So I'm going to go through the physical, cognitive, emotional, and spiritual. Physical, three branches of physical: what you eat, how you sleep, and how you move. So let's look at what you eat, what you need to say no to. Number one, and some of these are going to be controversial: late night snacking, snacking between meals, eating when you are stressed, eating too much, eating processed food. And here are the two controversial ones: alcohol and caffeine. Now, caffeine, it really depends on your susceptibility. But I know people who think, oh, no, alcohol is okay for me. It's not. It is proven without a doubt that alcohol is a carcinogen, which means that it causes cancer. And it has a deleterious effect on every cell in your body. But do I drink alcohol? Yes. Do I drink alcohol regularly? No. Very, very rarely, and on special social occasions. So they're the things you need to say no to. Now, a lot of those will save your energy. It's not about time here, and it's not about money. It's about your energy levels. But guess what? I think that energy is the currency for the 21st century, more important than time and money. Okay, now let's look at your sleep, what you need to say no to. Late night TV. You need to say no to clicking that button to your next show when it's 9:30 and you know you should be getting ready for bedtime. You should be meditating. You should be writing in your journal here. You should be turning down all the lights. You should be priming yourself for a good night's sleep. So that leads me to the second thing about sleep. You need to say no to technology in the last hour. Absolutely critical. One, because of artificial light at night will prevent you from going into deep sleep. And two, it'll stimulate your brain. And both those things are not good for a good night's sleep. That's important to preserve your energy. Now, let's look at cognitive health. And that is your mental performance, right? So how well you think, how fast you think, how clear you think. So what are the things that you need to say no to? Binge watching TV. Absolutely critical. You need to switch your brain into creation mode rather than consumption mode. So mindlessly watching TV puts your brain into consumption mode where it is not effective. So how do you do that? Writing in your journal is great. I play backgammon with my family members. That is good for my cognitive health. So what you need to say no to when it comes to your brain's performance is a consumption mode. As I said, binge watching TV, mindlessly scrolling social media is another one. Now let's look at your emotional health. What do you need to say no to? You need to say no to a lot of negative emotions like hatred, like fear, like jealousy, envy. Now, it's outside the scope of this podcast to go deeper into these areas, but just know this, anything that puts you into that state where you are feeling negative, that will eventually lead to anxiety and unhappiness. And let me tell you, you can eat unhealthy for many months and sometimes years before it affects your energy levels. But try being anxious and depressed for 1 week or 2 weeks. It will wreck your energy levels. So it's important that you identify and say no to the things that sap your emotional energy, put you in that state of, as I said, fear or hatred. And things like indulging in political debate is one of those things that I say no to, or watching YouTube videos on highly controversial topics. Now, I know this because I've indulged in it myself. So I only ever share stuff that I've personally lived by. And so I'm now quick to go no, and I switch it off. Now, let's look at what you need to say no to in the area of love and your relationship with your partner. Number one, you need to say no to apathy and complacency. What I mean there is that a lot of people in a relationship will get in their comfort zone where they don't care about how they look anymore. And I think that's wrong, because when you're in a relationship, yes, you're comfortable because you know each other, but you shouldn't be comfortable to the point where you don't really care what the other person thinks of you, because physical and emotional intimacy is triggered initially by physical attraction, and looking your best is important. So say no to apathy and complacency. Number one, say no to scrolling mindlessly on social media in the first hour and the last hour. That's when intimacy happens between a couple, in the first hour and the last hour. Thirdly, what you need to say no to is arguing over trivial things. We've all done it. You need to see the big picture and sometimes just let it go. Next is going to bed angry. We've heard our parents and grandparents say that, but that will sap your energy. And when you wake up in the morning, you're going to be tired, you're going to go to work, you're going to be distracted, and that robs you of time and energy. And ultimately, it'll cost you money, because how much money you make depends on your ultimate success. And the last thing that you need to say no to, and this is super important, is focusing on your partner's faults. Now, when you first meet someone, you completely focus on their positives, and that is a good thing. As the relationship progresses, we have this tendency to start noticing the other person's faults, because when we first got together with them, we put them on this pedestal of perfection. And then no person on this planet is perfect, right? Well, my wife comes pretty close, but but that's because I focus on the beautiful things that I love about her. So you need to catch yourself and say no to focusing on your partner's faults. You're never going to meet anyone on this planet who's going to tick all the boxes for you and agree with you 100% of the time. Even if it's 51% of the time, put it in the win column and move on. Okay, so that's love and relationships. Now let's look at family. What you need to say no to. Number one, working late or taking work home with you. That is a killer for your family dynamic. Number two, eating in front of the TV. Turn off the damn TV and talk to each other. Number three, and this is a controversial one, you need to say no to time with toxic family members. Family members that rob you of your energy. And you know the ones I'm talking about, because they don't make you feel good. They make you feel irritable after it, or they criticize you, or they're always just sharing all their problems. And they're just the energy vampires. So I know that a lot of people find this controversial, because they say, I can't get rid of my family members. Well, you can limit your exposure to them. So say no to toxic family members. The next one is using technology to keep your kids occupied. You need to say no to that. Next one, overparenting, right? If you're a parent listening to this, you need to stop overparenting and micromanaging everything that they do. They need to make mistakes. Next is using fear and guilt to get your kids to do things. Now, I know a lot of people will say, Sally, stop eating that chocolate cake, you're going to get fat. Or Tommy, get off the gaming console because you're going to go blind and need glasses. Now, let me tell you, the physical damage that poor Sally gets from eating that chocolate cake is nowhere near the emotional damage you're doing to that child by making them feel guilty about it. Let them eat the damn chocolate cake, okay? And if it's systemic, then maybe you should be thinking about what to say no to in the grocery aisle when you go shopping, because you can't eat what you don't buy. Lastly, when it comes to family, and I'm focusing on parents here that have children, is you got to say no to excuses. If you give chores to your children and they don't do them, don't accept the excuses. You need to say no to that. Okay, now let's look at friendship, the area of friendship. What do you need to say no to? You need to say no to indulging in gossip. Number two, same as family, you need to say no to toxic friends. You know, the ones that only call you when they need something, or they're competitive with you, or they put you down subtly, disguised as a joke. If it makes you feel bad, you need to say no to toxic friends. And lastly, you need to say no to friends that compromise your values. Now, recently, I had a bit of a controversy with my own friendship group, because there was a WhatsApp group chat amongst all of us, and some of those friends started posting pornography that I found really offensive. And you know what? It compromises my values. I said no to that, and I left the group, and I told everyone what I thought when I left the group, because I wanted to say no to that. So say no to compromising your values. Next, let's look at work. I'm going to give you a few here, because I can give you just an hour long podcast just on work or what you need to say no to. But let's look at the main things. Say no to constantly checking emails. Say no to too many meetings that stop you from getting real work done. Next is taking days off. Now, I know that's controversial, because you might think, well, Sam, sometimes I get really sick and I can't go to work. A headache in the morning is not an excuse to not go to work. You need to really think about this statistic. People who are in business for themselves, who own their own business, on average, take one day off every 3 years. Yes, you heard me right. Employees, on average, take 8 days off per year, and some even more. I'm an employer, and I see it. So what's the difference? The difference is some people will just say yes to taking a day off. It's not good for your ultimate success. And lastly is poor conduct or gossiping at work. You need to focus on yourself and stop comparing yourself to other people in the organization. I've seen a lot of people do that, and they'll say, well, Sally's earning this much, I should be earning that much. Well, you need to leave it. If you have impeccable conduct, you need to leave it to your employer to assess your value. That's why I mentioned those other things, like not taking days off at the drop of a hat, right? Doing great work, skipping what you consider to be unimportant meetings to get real work done. And let me tell you, bosses don't care when you skip what you think is not an important meeting. You just tell them, I don't think this is the meeting I need to be at. But lately, in the last 2 years with this working from home phenomena, everyone dives into attending meetings where they can just sit there and pretend like they're doing something. You need to say no to unnecessary meetings. Okay, let's look at learning then and what you need to say no to. Now, when I was at university studying law, a lot of my friends would call me up. Now, law is a very, very time-consuming course. A lot of my friends would call me and say, Sam, we're going out to a bar tonight, or we're doing this or doing that. Now, I said no to a lot of those things. Now, if it was someone's birthday party, sure, I said yes, but that's different. That's really celebrating someone's milestone. And that's very different to going out late at night clubbing. So I said no to that, not only because it took me away from study, but the next day I'd be extremely tired and I wouldn't focus at lectures. Now, a lot of my friends, fast forward many years, I would meet all my old friends from school and university and just friends in general that I haven't stayed in touch with. And they say, man, you've done really well. Congratulations. Well done. How did you do it? And I felt like telling them, well, you know, those nights when you're out partying, right? Those times that I said no to, I was actually studying. So it's not that difficult. I wasn't blessed with some sensational powers that no one else on the planet had to achieve my success. I just said no to the wrong things, and I said yes to the right things. So if you're a student listening to this, or if you are what I call a casual student, in other words, you are always reading, listening to podcasts, and growing your mind with new information and new ideas, then sometimes you need to say no to things that are just not going to bring you joy. And you have to leave it to your own discretion to determine what they are, because it is important sometimes to go to events and parties, like going to the footy with your friends or playing sport with your friends. But those events that you know is just going out for the sake of going out and meandering through the night and having drinks for no purpose at all, you need to say no to those. Okay, now let's look at your wealth. What you need to say no to. Number one is retail therapy. Don't waste your hard-earned money going to shopping malls when you are bored. When you are bored, you're most vulnerable to buy things that you really don't need, and they sit in the attic collecting dust, and it's just money down the drain. Number two, and this is controversial, but it's personal to me, is you need to say no to going out to restaurants all the time, right? Sometimes you need to just pack a picnic and go to the park. That's, to me, a lot more enjoyable, and you save a lot of money. Now, lastly, and most importantly, you need to say no to too much debt. If you borrow too much money to buy your home, you become a slave to that debt. I know a lot of people who have paid off their home in a modest suburb that they loved living in, and they've achieved some success. So they go and buy a home that is well beyond their means just to say that, hey, I'm living in the house of my dreams. But now it's a trap because they're too busy working extremely hard, long hours, ironically, and they can't enjoy their house. So you need to say no to too much debt. And I'm not going to go into what too much debt is, maybe in a future episode, but generally speaking, as the house gets more and more expensive, your loan-to-value ratio needs to be lower and lower. And as you get older, your loan-to-value ratio needs to be lower and lower. In other words, if you buy a house that's worth $1 million, you should be borrowing $500,000. That's a 50% loan-to-value ratio. As I said, we'll cover that in a future episode when I have a wealth expert on the podcast. Okay, so I hope today's episode has given you some food for thought. I've given you some examples of what I say no to and some examples that I've thought of from watching other people make that mistake. Look, you might be listening to this podcast in the car, but when you do get home tonight and you're writing in a journal, just write down, where is my time going? Where is my energy wasted? If life is like a bucket of resources, and those things that are robbing you of your time, your money, or your energy are like holes in that bucket. And I promise you, you're not going to experience the success that you deserve if you continuously say yes to the wrong things. Anyway, on that note, thank you for listening. And I would really appreciate it if you know someone that would benefit from listening to this episode, please share it with them. And if you're uncomfortable about doing that, then just post it on social media and tag me in it. And as always, remember that every morning is the dawn of a new day and your chance to start afresh. Until next time, live consciously, my friends.